인터넷 고대가
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode number 8 of the Impact Bodega Podcast. This is your host, the quintessential Puerto Rican muffin, Jorge Luis Martinez Jr. And today I am alone because our friend from Puerto Rico, La Isla del Encanto, Robert Does Wrestling, is still recovering from Nick Aldis all in losing his title against Cody Rhodes. And the resident chef is somewhere in Florida cooking up some new schemes for Heel Team 6, which will be coming out with more exclusive content. So please, folks, stay with that. So we're going to start with our Impact Wrestling with Latinos, who didn't do much of anything this week except for talking, which that's always good. But we have Phoenix and Pentagon Jr., have a little vignette coming up where they are challenging OVE, hopefully for next week or even maybe for the tapings in Mexico that are coming up this upcoming week. And they're trying to bring in Brian Cage. So that should be interesting to see those six men go at it. And then we also got to see the three gentlemen, or the person who called the ceasefire between Conan and King. That was interesting to see on its own, but you know, I have a little issue with that whole setup. I was expecting to be someone either younger, maybe, you know, some retired wrestlers, Latino retired wrestlers from the street or something like that would have been more fun. They have these three guys. No one knew who they were. And their acting was horrible. But, you know, between Conan and King, that should be an interesting six-man match that has been set up for Bound for Glory, which is going to be LAX against the OGs. And it's going to have the additions of King and Conan in the match. So that should be very, very interesting to watch. And I'll be in the house, sitting front row, VIP section again. So if you're looking for me, just look for the Puerto Rican guy with the big flag, just flapping it up in the air there. So, yeah, but, you know, pretty much Thursday's show was okay. It wasn't a barn burner whatsoever. I mean, the Rich Swann versus Petey Williams round two match was excellent. I liked it that it went back and Petey Williams picked up the victory. So keeps it going. You know, doesn't put too much emphasis on Rich Swann being new. And it doesn't forget about Petey Williams, who's been there for a long time. So they trade wins. I still feel sorry for Eli Drake. I mean, he's stuck with his wheels just turning. Now, this is what happens when no one knew he was going to resign with the company. Now they're trying to figure out how they're going to bring him back into the main fold. Grado and Hendry, I really don't understand that whole storyline with Katarina. I don't get so much perfect about Grado. I mean, I think this guy is like a huge star in the UK, but here in the States, he's a nobody. Hendry does good, and I can't wait till they put him out on himself and just focus on his stuff on his own. And of course, you know, Falaba and KM, those guys are gold. I mean, right now, those guys are comedy gold with whatever they're doing. You know, maybe they have Bordeaux be their manager. So that should be interesting. Actually, Impact show, the viewership went actually went up. They actually had a total of 236,000 viewers this week, and that went up from 225,000 viewers from last week, and it went up against the first week of NFL, the first Thursday night game. So even though the first Thursday night game wasn't that good anyways, but it still did pretty good to go up against the NFL game. And he actually went up 11,000 viewers. So hopefully, you know, fans are coming back and the show will keep climbing. I still say that Impact needs to get out of Pop TV, but that's for a different story. So let's talk about stuff that happened outside of Impact. Since last Saturday was the big humongous extravaganza called All In, and folks, I mean, and this is just my opinion, All In did exactly what it was set out to do. It brought fans and gave fans hope that wrestling is back and it's going to be stronger coming up in 2019. I mean, this show set records that no one expected them to set. They had a total of 11,263 fans in attendance. The total gate was $458,000, over $458,000 for the total gate. And after doing some research, the tickets were undersold. So imagine All In 2, if it does happen next year, those tickets are going to be double the price that these tickets were this year. I mean, Strikeforce MMA had an event at the same arena back in 2011. They had 8,300 fans in attendance, and the gate did $638,000. So $638,000 on only 8,300 fans. And All In had 11,263 and did 458. So that should tell you that All In was undersold ticket-wise. So those ticket prices, if they do have an All In 2 next year, it's going to be off the roof. I mean, even Fight TV, they made over $1 million on streaming sales. And they did between 20 to 25,000 pay-per-view buys. So, you know, they people were watching. People watch the show, and to get over $1 million on Fight TV on a wrestling show, especially being an independent show, that's huge. Because I don't even know what other event on Fight TV has made that much money for that specific app. And Pro Wrestling Tees, which is right in also in Chicago, and is like their number one for sales for independent wrestlers. That take care of the stuff. On a 3-day weekend that they did all their sales, they made over $500,000. They did $500,000 in 3 days. An independent wrestling store. Everything they had, even the owner said from Pro Wrestling Tees, that they had got 20,000 pieces of items into the store, and all that stuff was gone by Saturday. They even said that 90 minutes before bell time, when they opened the merchandise booth, people were in line for an hour waiting, and everything got sold out in an hour and a half before the show went on. So if that and those numbers do not bring you any, you know, imagination whatsoever of what can happen going forward, those numbers should get you excited, because I'm excited when I saw those numbers. And I'm pretty sure Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, everybody else who was involved were excited by those numbers. And people, you know, and I saw on Twitter people were hating on the All In and WWE this and stuff like that. Oh, they have a Ring of Honor, this stuff, you know. And people have to understand, Ring of Honor didn't do anything for All In. Ring of Honor had the CEO help Cody and the Young Bucks when it came to the business side of things. Because people have to understand, just because they're wrestlers and they put their own money, they don't know all the aspects that go into taking a show like this. You know, you have to get the licenses for the venue, which the venue will have those licenses for the merchandise and the concession stands for the beer, the food. But you also have the gate tickets and the gate money. You have the merchandise money. Who's going to get a cut of that? What percentage of cut everybody's going to get? That's where the COO from Ring of Honor came in to the picture to help relieve some of the stress from those guys to focus on the actual wrestling and not on the stuff, you know, that we don't get to see. Because there's a lot of licenses that go get into it. There's a lot of fees that need to get paid. People need to get paid, and money has to get made. Money was made. Who gets the money? That's where he comes in. So All In was a humongous success, and hopefully there's an All In too. But as we already know, and all, if people looks on Twitter and Facebook, you can hear the rumblings on where is, you know, Cody and the Young Bucks going to go next year. You have Hangman Page, who's going to be also a free agent. People weren't talking about him. So that's a fourth guy that's included into the mix with those guys. Where are they going to go next year? We know where they stay in Ring of Honor. Will Kenny Omega stay in Ring of Honor or resign with New Japan? So it's going to be interesting where these guys are going to go because of the success from All In. They have the money sitting right there. They are the hottest ticket right now in professional wrestling. So we're in August. Oh, I'm sorry, you say September. We got 3 more months before the end of the beginning of the new year. So when January comes, you'll know what's going to happen because you'll see what happened with Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom. If he's going to keep the title or if he's going to lose the title, that right there should tell you where the wins are going to go. If he loses or wins. And then you should be able to understand, okay, are they going to do and stay for the money? Or are they going to go and try to reach for the stars? Because people forget and people don't want to see the big picture. These guys are getting older. They have wives. They have kids. They have families. And now, you know, they have to start looking at the big picture where they need to take care of their family and need to get that steady, sure paycheck that they'll get by signing with one company for 3-4 years. They'll know what they're going to get yearly. And after what they did All In, they're going to get paid a couple of million dollars per year to sign with WWE if they decide to go that way. Or they could stay where they are now, where they have the freedom to wrestle in New Japan, Ring of Honor, Pro Guerrilla Wrestling, and anywhere else they want to go. 100% of their merchandise goes to them, but also the hard work goes to them. And if they get hurt, where's the money going to come from? And that's what people have to start realizing, is when you start getting those injuries and they start getting piling up, where are you going to go? Where's the money going to come from? So that's a big, big, big picture coming up in January when all these guys' contracts are up. Another piece of business that I want to talk about, and I just remember, Impact Wrestling will be doing their tapings coming up this week, Wednesday and Thursday, where they go to Mexico. Now you have Phoenix, who is the Triple A Mega Campeón that he won from Jarrett at Triple Mania. You have Pentagon Jr., who is one of the hottest acts right now in wrestling and beloved in Mexico wrestling. And Impact is trying to get LA Park to be a part of their tapings coming up in Mexico. So that should be interesting to see if LA Park does come in for those tapings and if AAA allows LA Park to come in, since LA Park is not signed with AAA, but he did perform at Triple Mania in the second to main event. So that should be interesting to see what's going to happen there if he does work there. since he just worked the MLW War Games on Thursday, and he wrestled against Phoenix. So that should be interesting to see who can they get for this tapings coming up in Mexico. Because if people know, and if any fans watch Mexican wrestling, AAA or CMLL, you know the fans are crazy for wrestling. And one of the biggest draws down there right now is Psycho Clown, which is the one with the mask with the tongue sticking out. He's huge with the kids. So you never know if he shows up in the tapings for Impact. You have a bunch of other acts there that they could, you know, complement and implement into the show for the tapings for the next month in Mexico. So, you know, we'll just have to see what transpires from there. And we'll get to see more of the storylines leading up into Bound for Glory. So that should be interesting to see. Now, one last piece of business from the weekly review of wrestling. Our good NWA fans, if there are any left, like myself, like we know, is holding the 70th anniversary, 70th anniversary on October 21st from Nashville, Tennessee. And as we all know, some friends of Jeff Jarrett is also in the mix because his Global Force Wrestling company is doing stuff through Fight now. And another thing that I just remembered, he has a offer against Dr. Wagner in Mexico coming out in Monterrey, where they have a apuesta match, which is a wager match, and it's going to be a hair versus hair match between Jeff Jarrett and Dr. Wagner Jr. coming up in Mexico. So some of you people that do not like Jeff Jarrett, you might see him sporting a new ball head coming up in the next week or not if he loses his match against Dr. Wagner Jr. So I know some of you fans are excited to see him bald. But back to the NWA stuff, they'll be having the 70th anniversary, and we already know Nick Aldis is going to invoke his championship clause, except at the MediaCon, where Impact Wrestling was having some matches there today, Doug Williams stepped up and challenged Nick Aldis for the number one contenders match. So whoever wins that match at MediaCon, that's supposed to happen later on tonight, or if it did happen already, will determine who will wrestle Cody Rhodes at the show. And another thing that I'm excited about, Billy Corgan has announced that some of the NWA titles are coming back. And one of the titles that is returning at this show, and they are going to have a tournament, is the NWA national title. And if any remembers that title was worn not by the bigger wrestlers in the NWA, but it was there from, I want to say, 83 to 86, around there. Like, you know, Tommy Rich, Junkyard Dog, you know, guys like that. Manny Fernandez, the Raging Bull, Al Perez held the title. So that title is coming back. And in 86, the title was defended against Nikita Koloff. And Nikita Koloff won the match. And after the match was ended in the middle of 86, the national title became the U.S. title, which now belongs to the WWE. And I don't even know if the U.S. title is still there or not, which I think I believe it still is. But that's the title that became the U.S. title, was the national title. And they're going to bring that title back at the show. And I believe it's going to be either a 6- or 8-man tournament for that title. Participants have not been announced yet, but they should be coming out. So I'm excited for that because they're bringing that title back. He mentioned that they're also going to bring the NWA tag team titles back and the NWA women's titles back starting sometime next year. So that should be something exciting. Now, my favorite title in the NWA was the NWA television title. The one that Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson and Sting and all those guys wore there when it was called the NWA. And it was the red belt. It was the red outer strap, silver in the middle, and it said National Television Championship in red letters. I don't know if people remember that title or not, but to this day, that was my favorite title. I know Tully Blanchard. I remember Tully Blanchard having that title multiple times. And I remember Tully Blanchard holding that title for 356 days, I believe. Because I remember he was 9 days short of holding it for a whole year. So he held it for 356 days. That's 12 pay-per-views. He held that title. And you know when they really want you to hold a title, they always run back to you. And I remember he had lost the title. And he didn't last not even 2 to 3 months before he got the title back and went back on the run again. So that title went between him and Arn Anderson for a couple of years. So I'm hoping that that title returns to the NWA and becomes part of that. Because right now with Cody Rhodes being the heavyweight champion, the 10 pounds of gold is back to being relevant. And that was what the NWA title heavyweight champion was. He had the belt and he would defend it outside of the NWA. That's when Ric Flair, Harley Race, Dusty Rhodes will be always be out of the Federation, and they had that the national title as the main title there, always on TV, because their champion, heavyweight champion, was the one that was out defending the title worldwide, in Puerto Rico, in Hawaii, in Santo Domingo. They even defended the title to the Dominican Republic one time, where Ric Flair actually lost the belt. Yeah, I want to say this was back in either 77, 78. He lost the belt in the Dominican Republic for one day. The gentleman who beat him, I cannot remember his name whatsoever, but he got stripped of the title the next day because he was never going to leave the island to defend the title. So he lost the title and he got stripped of the title, and they gave the title back to Ric Flair when he left the Dominican Republic. So he actually lost it for one day. So that's crazy to even think about something like that. But the title, the heavyweight title, was being defended, you know, all over the world in places that people didn't even hear back in the 70s, early 80s. So, you know, I'm excited for wrestling. What All In did was put wrestling back on the map. And October is going to be a huge month of wrestling because you have the Bound for Glory. You have MLW doing a Fusion Frenzy, I guess, at the beginning of October. I'm pretty sure, I think, Shimmer Shine, somebody's doing something in October. And we all know WWE is doing the farce of an all-women revolution, whatever, which I'm hearing and I'm seeing that is actually underwhelming right now when it comes to ticket sales. They said that they sold around 7,000 tickets so far, and like 2,000 of those tickets were bought by scalpers. So, you know, that right there tells you somebody thought that it was going to be sold out early and started buying tickets to sell them at a double the price, and it hasn't been sold out yet, and we're already in September. So that should be interesting to see. Well, fans, I mean, I've taken enough of your time, and it's Sunday, and it's a fun day, and it's football. You know, unfortunately, my Tennessee Titans lost today in a monsoon in Miami, so I need to recover. And I know there's another game coming up tonight, but I want to give thank you to everyone who takes the time to listen to the show, to the Impact Bodega podcast. You guys are the real heroes. You guys are the champions, because without you guys, We will not be able to do this right now. And I appreciate everyone who listens. I love every single person that says hi to me on Twitter and wants to talk wrestling. I'm down for conversations anytime. If you want to hit us up, we are all on Twitter, so please hit us up. Talk to us, say hi. I will be at Bound for Glory. Like I said, if you see me, I'll be on the front. Come up to me. I'm half blind. I can't see worth nothing. So come up to me, say hi. We'll take a picture for the gram. You know, we keep it, you know, we keep it moving. Show love to everyone. We all wrestling fans, and no one should hate or anything, or this company is better than this one, or this was not. No. If you choose to like the WWE, that's your opinion. You do what you have to do. You like it. You like it. I watch it sometimes. Thank God to YouTube. I get to watch Raw on YouTube because I could skip half of the crap that goes on, and I watch it on YouTube. That's my Monday Night Raw. Less than 25 minutes, I see the whole show on YouTube, and I know what's going on. So for everybody who watches wrestling, you know, respect each other on Twitter. No name calling. You don't have to be, you know, bringing nobody's mom into this nonsense. All this stuff. Either you respect it or you don't. Either you liked All In or you didn't. That's cool. You know, say what you got to say and go on. You don't have to be sending messages to the wrestlers direct, you know, that you're fat, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're ugly. No, man, nobody wants to hear none of that stuff. You know, be respectful to each other. You know, respect everybody, you know, love everyone. And just have fun, you know, just enjoy, talk to people, and have a good time. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining, tuning in tonight. I really appreciate it. Hopefully, real soon, you will hear all of us together again. In the meantime, you'll hear one of us, myself, or Robert Does Wrestling. Because, like I said, Chef is out doing some new ventures for Heel Team 6. And it's going to be exciting stuff coming up. So, stay tuned. So, you either hear me, or you hear Robert Does Wrestling, or sometimes both of us, depending on the schedule. You know, now it's hurricane season in Puerto Rico. So, you know, let's pray for the dude that he makes it this time around. But, you know, just stick with us. We're going to be here for you guys. And if you guys ever want to talk to us, like I said, hit us on Twitter. And I love you guys. And, you know, let's go Titans.